You're listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Become a fan of the show on Facebook at 1320 WILS Weekend Kickoff, and also follow us on Twitter at WILS Weekend Kick. Vince Ellis from the Detroit Free Press will be with us in about 15 minutes, talking about the Detroit Pistons, a possible ownership change, and also just the Pistons getting trounced by the Heat last night, and just being an overall awful basketball team. But we've been talking a lot about the NFL and the collective bargaining agreement, getting you used to what the actual issues are with it, what the actual negotiation problems are all about and everything. And what, Scott, what I want to talk about right now is, as it stands right now, I am guessing the collective bargaining agreement is not going to be agreed upon by the March 3rd deadline, which means we're going to run into a lockout.
Sadly, yes.
Okay. Now, I look at the last two leagues that have hit lockout slash strikes, Major League Baseball and the NHL.
Mm-hmm.
The NHL still hasn't recovered and may never recover.
Major League Baseball needed steroids to get
Major
back.
League Baseball needed a home run chase a couple years after they were back to get their fans back. And to be honest, they're still nowhere near where they used to be.
No.
Now, you look at the NFL. Is the NFL popular enough that if there is a stoppage in play, if this goes into the regular season and cuts out games, will they lose a good portion of their fan base, or are we looking at a league that fans are so desperate for that they'll be willing to wait for it to come back?
Okay, let's get a little closer into this. You mean just lose a couple of games from the season?
Let's say four games. Let's say four games, which is the worst forecast that I've heard thus far from a writer or something of that nature. Four games into the season, and then they had to cut out and just go to a 12-game season. Okay, if they lose four games, how much are the fans going to leave them?
I think you'll see that fifth week, the first game, will have the highest ratings of regular season in a long, long time.
And it's interesting because I don't know which way I want to go with this, because I really think a lot of it will have to do with the PR situation. Okay, if the players can avoid looking greedy in this situation, which they've done up to this point, they're the ones that are making cuts at this point. I think if the players can avoid looking greedy, I think the fans are a lot more receptive to players who are the victims than owners who are the victims. Okay? If owners are the victims in this and the players are the greedy ones, I think that the fans are going to shut off from the NFL a little bit, because you get mad at players before you get mad at owners.
Oh, I agree.
Now, if the owners are the bad guys in this, I think you're right. I think we see full stadiums. I think we see support like we've never seen before.
Yeah, but it is true. If you see the players as being kind of money-grabbing when you're making millions upon millions each year, I think you'll have a lot of people get turned off and realize you're getting paid that much just to entertain us. But I think the NFL is so popular. It's above and beyond the most popular sport in America. It's not even close. And I think one of the only really other sport, yeah, baseball would be still finishing up right around there 4 weeks in. College football can't take over for the NFL. As much as I love college football,
there's not enough regions that
no,
like college football.
And it's so centralized to, you have to really like a school. Most schools are, you'll have big followings for Ohio State, Michigan, kind of nationally. You don't have to have gone there. But to root for any other school, you pretty much have to have lived in the state, lived in the area, or have gone to that school.
The other issue that you have to keep in mind is the reason professional sports are more successful than college sports is you can become close to the players that you're watching. You can get used to a roster. And although that's changed a little bit with free agency, for the most part, you get comfortable with a roster, you know the players, you know the coaches, there's no turnover. In college football, every 2 years, you've got to learn new star players. Every 2 years, you got to learn new guys, new recruits that have come in. Now, you get lucky and you get four-year players, okay? But for the most part, college football, college basketball, these are sports where you're constantly having to learn more rosters on more teams. Whereas the NFL, you've got 32 teams, 32 rosters, and they don't change a whole bunch. There's icons on each team that don't leave that you know. Okay, an ordinary fan who doesn't know basically anything about football still knows who Tom Brady is, knows he plays for the Patriots, still knows Drew Brees, and that he plays for the Saints.
Well, even look at it here. I know Matthew Stafford is going to be my quarterback. Well, we'll say hopefully, kind of.
Pending injury.
Yeah, exactly. But for Michigan State, I know it's Kirk Cousins' senior year coming up. I've seen Andrew Maxwell throw only a few times here.
Well, and you're a State fan. How many people outside of Michigan State know who Andrew Maxwell is? How many just normal, don't pay attention much Michigan State fans, casual fans know who Maxwell is, okay? You just don't know, and that's the reason why professional sports are so popular. Now, I personally think that the NFL is going to be saved by fantasy football. I'm dead serious about this. Fans are going to miss fantasy football if they don't get it. We've talked about it. Me and my friends have talked about it during the Super Bowl. We were like, what are we going to do if the season doesn't go next year? How are we going to handle not having fantasy football? Fantasy football is what has put the NFL over the top. And if the NFL goes away for a couple of games, I think people are going to miss playing fantasy football and socializing with their friends more than they're going to miss the actual games, because that's what it's come down to. The NFL is popular because people like paying attention to their players. They don't pay attention to teams as much as a Maurice Jones-Drew, as a Drew Brees, or a guy that can carry your fantasy team. Okay, coming up next, Vince Ellis will be with us. Detroit Free Press covers the Pistons. We'll talk about Pistons ownership and the Detroit Pistons losing the Heat last night. So Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.